Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
How about John in Rhode Island on the fan? Hi, John. Oh, that's right. Avery's on. John, put John on hold. I forgot all about it. Avery Williamson's with us. John will go on hold. Our good buddy. I wish he was still playing, this guy, man. I'll tell you, Avery Williamson of the Jets. Avery, how are you?
I'm doing good. You forgot about me, man.
But I don't want to forget. You know what? The season, I knew when you went down with that injury in preseason, I knew what was coming. I got to tell you.
It was a bad sign.
That was the beginning of the end of this season. I got to tell you that.
Yeah. I don't know what happened. What happened with that injury? My knee must have let off some type of spell or something when it when it tore up.
Anytime I see a missed tackle, I think of you. Yeah. Not because you missed tackles,
right,
but because you wouldn't miss the tackle.
Right.
So we don't forget, and we miss you.
No, we love you. I love you, Avery. You know that.
I miss it too, man. I miss it so much. It's crazy.
Where are you in the rehab process right now?
I'm in the end of that second phase, kind of sort of where I'm close to being able to run. I feel like my goal is to be able to run by the end of this month. Like, you know, you get to running, so that's going to be really good. But it's starting to bend well. It's just a process, man. You know, it's like I work hard on it one day, and then I sleep and wake up, and then it's tight again. So it's just a process, man. It's like day to day. Literally, it's like a tug of war challenge every day. Just trying to gain an inch. You know, so it's an injury that where you can't look too far forward. You just got to focus on every day. It can definitely be draining.
It's for those who forgot, it was a torn ACL, which we all felt terrible about. When did the doctor say you're able to kind of get back to being the old Avery? Is that something that's next spring, next summer by training camp? When are you going to be almost fully back?
Yeah, I'd definitely say by July. I should be ready for camp, you know. So, but you know, everybody's bodies are different. But I feel like by that time, I should really be at a good place and healed up. Go ahead.
No, what I was going to ask you was. I hate to ask you this question because I got to ask it, and it's, you know, these guys didn't sign you. Let's be honest. I mean, you weren't signed by Joe Douglas or the great head coach Adam Gase. Oh my God. Anyway, okay. So these guys didn't sign you. So are you concerned that they're going to cut you going into next year? Because I got to be honest. I think about this all the time, Avery. I really do.
Well, I mean, it's something that you can't worry about. I mean, it's definitely a business at the end of the day. So the only thing I can worry about is preparing myself to get back and be ready for next season. I mean, if you can't just think about things like you got to just stay focused on what you can control. I mean, you can't control what's going to happen in the front office. So all you can do is control what you can control right now. That's my knee.
What do you got? One year left on your deal after this?
Yeah,
1 year.
Well,
one year.
Here's the problem. And this is why it scares me. This is the why Joe brings it up.
Of course.
Because you have, not that you should care about this, you should only care about the money that goes into your bank account, but you have an $8.5 million cap hit next season. And if Joe Douglas and the Jets cut you, they only pay two. So there'd be like a $6.5 million in cap savings. But my question to Joe Douglas would be, we watched you last year.
Yeah, we know you can play.
You're a hell of a player.
You were one of the best players
on defense last year.
You and Mosley together in the middle, and now with this Neville Hewitt, who looks like he's got something too. I mean, you know, not too bad.
Yeah. So saving money is great, but I kind of want you on the football field. So I don't know if it's a restructuring or what the heck they have to do, but we got a glimpse of you last year, and I think we all agree, you and Jamal, two best players on defense last year.
Yep.
Man, I definitely was excited, you know, to be out there with CJ. Man, I was really looking forward to that. You know, I mean, I felt like this was going to be a huge year, you know, for the defense for myself personally as well. So that's what I hate. I can't compete. I can't showcase what I feel like I was going to do this year. So that it hurts, man, to know, to be watching that TV and like, man, I know I could do that. You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely tough. You know, you can't showcase what you know you can do. So you know, all you can control is what you're doing in therapy, man. So it's definitely tough. It's definitely tough, man. It's tough as hell, but what can you do, Joe? I mean,
no, hey, bro. I understand. I mean, are you watching the game? Do you watch this team play or no?
Well,
you do.
I didn't get to watch the last one. Can I tell you, you
missed nothing. Okay, because they decided they didn't want to play football that day, so you missed nothing last week against Cincinnati. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it don't matter if they, you know, win or lose. I love to watch, man, just see what's going on. But I mean, I hate to see them go down to the Bengals now.
This is the Jets. This is what this franchise does. This is what this franchise does.
Well, I don't know if this is the reason you didn't see the game, and it's good that you didn't, but I follow you on Twitter, and I saw a picture of you sitting in a classroom with your full jersey and helmet on. So what were you up to?
What? With the Jets stuff on?
Yeah, I'll show you. This is the picture.
Yeah. I've been doing my game day photos, and that was an idea that popped in my head. You know, when you got a lot of time on your hands, you think of crazy stuff like that to do.
I see.
Oh, I'm seeing others now. Now I'm seeing you in the shopping cart getting to look at this one.
Oh my! So you basically get your uniform on and just go out there and do normal things with your uniform on. Is that fair?
Yeah, just normal things.
No problem with the helmet on and everything.
Normal civilian. Just you know.
Does anybody like people that maybe may not know who you are? Do they like ask you what is this? Did they ask you that?
Yeah, when I was in the grocery store, like a couple people were just kind of looking at me. Like, who is this person? You know, like some of the ladies were just trying to get like something out the chip aisle, and I was just like, oh, don't mind me, just taking doing a photo shoot. They just look at me like I was crazy, but yeah, there was a couple people just like, oh shoot, you know, just taking pictures and stuff. But it definitely people were like, who is this guy?
My favorite one is Avery is sitting at a table, okay. And he's looking with this romantic look, this real I love you look.
Is his girlfriend there too?
No, at his helmet. He's staring at his helmet.
Oh, look at that, Avery.
Holding the menu saying, get whatever you want, bae. It's game day. I think that'd be my favorite one,
wow.
Avery.
Yeah, man. You have a creative mind when you just, you know, sitting down just rehabbing.
Yes. Right.
Very creative.
Is watching the games difficult because you almost like you're watching it thinking I would have made that tackle. Oh, I wouldn't have gotten that. Wow, they messed that up. Like, how is that experience as a player on an active roster sitting there watching your team play?
Yeah, it's difficult. The difficult part is going to the games. I went to the Giants and the Raiders game.
Maybe you should go this week too because they actually won those games. So maybe you should be against Miami. I want to beat Miami. I haven't beat Miami in a while. It's time.
I know. Yeah, I'm gonna be in attendance. But yeah, man, it's tough just going there and like physically being there and seeing, being on the field and warm ups. It's tough. You know, it's definitely. I mean, it's tough watching on TV, but like being there, seeing guys having fun, man. It's definitely tough, man, because you want to be out there with them, you know, making plays. It's what you've done all your life. So not getting the chance to play on Sundays, it's definitely messes with your mind.
When you sit there when you're watching on TV or at the game, do you do what I do and sit there and rip the coach constantly? I mean, do you do that as well?
No, I don't.
Well, I do.
I don't. I yell at the TV like, man, what? You know, but. No, I'm not. I don't do that.
Okay. No, I do. I have to tell you. You know, I'm at the point now, Avery. Can I tell you this, Avery? I'm at the point now where I don't enjoy watching these games anymore. I have to say they are a tooth extraction during these. And even when we're beating the Raiders by like 30, I'm still flipping out. I mean, I almost have a harder time when the Jets are way ahead than when they're losing. Yeah, because I'm like, okay, how are they going to blow this game? I mean, that's what goes through my mind, Avery.
Just constant.
Constant negativity.
Constant,
yes.
Fear.
Constant fear. That's exactly right.
You like a
how are we going to lose this one? You know what I mean?
Horror.
Right. This is what I deal with as a Jet fan.
It's been a tough year, man. It's been a tough
50. No, Avery, it's been a tough 50 years.
Yeah.
Okay, 50. Yeah. Avery, 50.
I haven't even been alive that long. So.
Hey, that's exactly right.
I mean, either.
Right here is he. 50 years. Going to be 51 now without a Super Bowl. Without even a Super Bowl appearance.
One of the things, Avery, that's been sort of negative about this year is not once but a couple of times we've heard about injured players not being happy with the Jets. So Semele,
right,
and even our guy Quincy Anunua.
Right, even Luke Falk.
Luke Falk, too. I forgot. They come in threes. Have they been good to you? Has there been any issue with how the Jets have handled you? Because they clearly have a track record this year of having some issues with their injured players.
I feel like it's been pretty solid. You know, I haven't had any complaints, man. Man, I just try to go in there and do what I got to do and just make sure that I'm just staying on task. But I haven't had any trouble. And, I mean, I hate, you know, the guys that, you know, have had some problems. It's definitely tough. You know, it's just been one of those years. It's been a lot of turmoil, unfortunately. And you hate to see that go on. But it's part of it. You know, it's going to be with the team that's losing, you know, it definitely can be a lot of, you know, be some extra drama at times. So, I mean, and you hate to see it happen, but it's part of it at times. It's the stuff you see on TV with other teams, but, you know, you never have it on your team. I've never had it on my team, but it's tough, man. I hate to see it. So hopefully no more incidences like that, you know. But I try to stay low key and just make sure I'm doing my work.
Mm. Well, Avery, I'll tell you right now, man. Your family's good. Everybody in the family, all right?
Yeah. My mom, she actually, it's crazy. My mom had to have emergency open heart surgery.
Oh my God,
oh, boy.
Yeah, but she had it. We played the Patriots the second time.
Oh,
that Wednesday.
Yeah. Yeah,
wow. Man. But she's doing a lot better.
That's great to hear.
Yeah. I'm glad she's doing well.
She finally got to come home on this Saturday. She got to come home. So
wow. That's good to hear.
It's been a crazy year, man.
Wow.
Crazy year.
Well, tell Mrs. Williamson that we send all the best to her, okay?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'll tell her. She'll definitely appreciate that.
Yeah.
She'll definitely appreciate that.
I'm glad she's home. And, Avery, it's great talking to you, man. We can't wait to see you on
the show
again.
Tell your mother to stop watching the games, too, because, you know, it doesn't help.
Man, once I got hurt, man, she really hadn't even paid attention.
Good. She's smart.
That's healthy.
That's good for her.
That's healthy
for
all of us. Exactly
right. Yes.
Thank you, man.
Avery, man, now you in New York now, or are you down in
I'm back. I'm back. I'm back.
Back in the New York group.
Are you going to be here through the holidays now or no?
I should be, yeah. I should be, man.
We'd love to have
I got to come in and pay y'all a visit.
Well, you know what? We'd love to have you, and the only problem with that is we don't know what the hell we're going to be. So, you know,
But also, Avery, I got to tell you.
May not even be together, Avery.
Who knows? When you came in the last time, you came in, these autographed helmets, they were fantastic.
Oh, my God.
Ty Montgomery comes in. He's giving Joe, what would he give you?
A V8.
A V8. Right. He gave me a Blue Moon beer.
We got a ball. Fantastic. I got an autographed ball.
Oh, not
look at that. And it's prominent in the house.
Beautiful.
Of course.
So there's a lot of, there's some competition going on here.
Some competition.
Yeah.
All right.
Be warned.
Right. Well, I'm coming back to pay y'all a visit.
Please do. Please do.
I'll come back.
Let you know. Ernie will let you know exactly where we will be. Yeah. Okay?
We'll be somewhere.
And hopefully we'll be together.
Yeah,
I hope so too.
Me too.
Right.
Me more. Avery, great talking. Have a happy holiday,
Avery,
man.
Happy holidays. Hey. You know we love you. And
go to the game.
Go to the game so we can beat the Dolphins, okay?
I will. Hey, y'all have a great one, man. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Avery. You know we love you, man.
Happy holidays.
You too,
happy
bro.
Holiday. Avery Williamson of the New York Jets. Unfortunately, during the preseason, if you recall, he tore his ACL.
I knew right then and there it was going to be a problem.
Yeah.
That's when I started to, like, get a sinking feeling.
Yeah. I mean, it was a bad sign, especially because he was in the game late.
And who knows if he's coming back. You know, my feeling is he probably isn't.
Well, I mean, I went through it. It's a business. He said
right. Yep.
The cap number and the way to wiggle more cap room would be to cut him.
Right. And they didn't sign him.
Yeah.
That's the other thing.
Yeah. And then maybe they feel they could use that money elsewhere. But Avery had a great year last year.
He was a very good player. He's a good player, man.
No doubt.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.